Welcome to the Movie Blog Podcast, the Movie Blog, the Correct Opinion Uncut Podcast.
We finally got it.
You got it? Yeah, I did. It took a few tries. Joining me today are Anthony.
Ryan.
And hey. Our special guest for today's show is Catherine Michon.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us today. We are so happy to have you.
I'm really excited to talk to you guys about the movie.
Yeah, and we will be talking about the movie Muffin Top, A Love Story.
Is this your first podcast?
No, I've done lots of podcasts before, but mostly as a comic and an author and an actress. This is my first podcast as a feature film director, so I could not be more excited about that.
Awesome.
Definitely. So tell us about the film, Catherine. I mean, I saw it last night. I really, you know, honestly, I will say sometimes you're kind of skeptical of these films that go kind of straight, you know, have releases and you don't know what to expect. But this was a really solid movie and I love the message of it. It's one of those films that you really don't see often that really kind of talks about these issues, especially that females face these days when it comes to weight and image. And I found it so ironic. The character that you play is a, you know, feminist teacher, you know, and she doesn't really practice what she preaches. So tell us
about it. No, she doesn't. Most of us women don't. You may have noticed that from time to time. You know, Muffin Top, A Love Story is a body image rom-com, as you said. And it's not a topic that Hollywood wants to talk about very often because most romantic comedies star Keira Knightley. Who doesn't I have the same body issues as probably every other woman I know, but maybe she does, you know. The impetus for the film came from a survey I heard once that said 96 out of 100 women think at least one bad thought about their body every day.
Oh, wow.
And actually, I was talking to Marissa Jarrett-Winoker, who co-stars with me in the film, and we think that those other four girls are either lying or maybe they're in a coma. I don't know. Because every woman we know has these negative thoughts about her body because we see so many advertising images that are not real. We live in a Photoshop world and we all feel insecure because we can't live up to this Photoshop image. It's like feeling insecure because you don't look like Mickey Mouse. I mean, it's a cartoon. It's a drawing. It's not even a real image.
I think you're beautiful, personally. I think you look great. Don't listen to the people. Why'd you make Muffin Top? Is it because you wanted to attack or address that type of, you know, that redlining of having that perfect figure? Or is it something more personal?
Well, it is personal because, you know, I think it's about the fact that everyone is feeling insecure about something that's not real. And we wanted to show how you can laugh at that. And then, you know, really get over it. Like the message of the movie is really, you know, life is going by and you should live now, not 5 pounds from now. And you hear all the time about women's like, oh, I was going to go to my high school reunion, but I'm too fat. Or I was going to take a picture with my baby, but I'm too fat. You know, and it's like your life is just going by and you're letting your insecurity run your life. And so we wanted to show a woman who, you know, goes to the extremes on that and then comes to a more authentic place. And it's only when she starts loving herself that she finds true love.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you.
I had a thing, especially in a film, it's like this character goes through a lot. I mean, her husband leaves her for a much younger, you know, kind of a
thinner,
similar version of her, possibly, yeah. You know,
yeah,
which was ironic. So it's like, and then I found it interesting how just the whole notion of like trying not only having these body issues, but starting dating again after kind of being left out of nowhere. And then, you know, how awkward it is and how, you know, weird it is to actually meet people, too. So that's a commentary on that, I believe, too.
Well, that part is especially personal for me. The film is adapted from a novel I published in 2004, and it was it was, you know, about a character who goes through a divorce and, you know, you end up going back out into dating when you haven't been out there for 10 years. And it's just, it's awkward and insecure making. And actually the woman who plays the younger, skinnier version of me is Hayley Duff, who's, you know, a lot of people know her from Napoleon Dynamite. She was Summer in Napoleon Dynamite. She's so funny. And she's really funny in this. And then my husband is played by Diedrich Bader, who was Rex in Napoleon Dynamite. So it's like, they're both so hilarious and pretty villainous in Muffin Top. They behave pretty badly.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, you also have David Arquette in this film playing a role that you're not really accustomed to. You play kind of a straight-laced, you know, like a serious type of nice guy, which you usually don't see. How was it working with David?
Well, I know David, you know, as a social acquaintance, but it was fantastic. He's a brilliant actor. This part is really closer to the real David. He's actually a very thoughtful, intellectual guy. He's famous for playing goofballs, and he is goofy. He's silly, but he's also just a really, really smart actor. And I think he's so lovely in this, and he's so meant to be like a leading man, you know, in romantic comedies or really anything. And he was a joy to work with. And I think he's wonderful in this. He's a real dreamboat in this.
Yeah, I found his character refreshing too, in a sense, you know. Also, the character between you two guys, it was, you know, there's that point where in real life, that was the most, I think, real life thing that I could even, you know, see was that, you know, there's a nice guy right in front of your face, and women tend to just overlook that, even though everyone tells them, be with this guy. And, you know, you just have something so good that you're not used to, and yet you see it in front of your eyes, yet you don't go after it until after the fact.
It's really common. I used to write about relationships for iVillage and go on the Today Show all the time talking about relationships. And there's like a YouTube of me somewhere out there talking about Mr. Wrong and how often women will go for that. I think because, you know, it's flashy and it looks exciting and we get attracted to that. Whereas the really good guys, which is the majority of guys, you know, yes, as I came to find out, is you know, we have to give it a second look because we can't get drawn into the bad boy mystique and how glamorous and exciting that seems, and then how miserable it becomes.
Now, I've been doing a little bit of research in preparation for this podcast. This is your directorial debut.
Yes.
This was your first time directing. What was the experience like for you?
Well, it's the best job ever, like that much. I mean, you know, only 4% of feature films in Hollywood are directed by women. And now I know why the guys are keeping it to themselves. It's a great job. You know, it's the ultimate creative expression to have this, you know, incredible army of people. And really your job as a director is to set the tone and to let really talented people do what they're best at and what they most want to do. And man, on this movie, we just, in every department, on every level, in cast, we just had amazing people and it extended into post. You know, this film has Muffin Top, that is, has the only all woman soundtrack score of a romantic comedy in film history, which I find shocking, but it's true. And we had Grammy nominated artist Michelle Featherstone, who is our composer, who's written some amazing original tunes for the film, and they're featured in our trailers, and you know, it's just a pure joy to get to work with people who are so talented and amazing at what they do, and that's why being a director is like the best job.
Well, you've had a lot of experience in and out of Hollywood. You know, you've been writing, you've been exposed to everything for years. You know, I've seen that you wrote episodes of Designing Women. You've written for South Park. You're a really funny person.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no, I've loved my career in Hollywood. For me, being a writer and a producer and an actor, getting to finally direct was really what pulled it all together for me. And I feel like my whole career, I've been lucky enough to be like in on the job film school, you know, like I, especially in television, when you're a writer producer, you're writers really are the bosses of TV. So it's like being a director, but it's not the same. Directing a feature film is, I just want to do it again. I'm like one of those ladies that just had a baby and is so into it. She can't wait to get knocked up again. Like, I'm like that about directing. I want to do it again.
Do you have any plans for what your next project might be? Is it going to be something else that you've created that you might want to adapt, or are you looking to explore other directorial options?
Well, you know, I mean, if some studio comes after me with a tentpole, I would certainly give it a look, but I don't think they will. But I'm writing another script. We formed a production company called Surprise Hit Films, and the philosophy of the company is very simple. We make movies that look like the audience. In other words, our movies are 50% women speaking cast, which is very unusual in Hollywood. And whenever those movies get made, they always make more money. And then Hollywood says, oh, it's a surprise hit. And we thought, well, why don't we just make those from the beginning? Like, why don't we just always let women talk in the movies and see if we can't make movies that are interesting to men and women? And that's why it's such a delight to talk to you guys, because you liked the movie. So
yeah, we
really
love
fun
movies
for me.
And you know, as soon as I was as I was watching the trailer, Jim was lucky enough to be able to see the whole movie. But yeah, I have the trailer playing here. I'm showing it to people who are standing around me, and we all burst out in laughing from scene to scene.
An awkwardly funny, realistic type of film, because all these situations, especially all these, like, you know, of hooking up and stuff, these things happen in real life. It's not as beautiful and pretty as people make it out to be in films. It's awkward, and it's you know, it's ugly sometimes, you know. And
I'm so glad that that's what you loved about it, because I always watch movies, especially romantic movies, where it's about, you know, people are making out and they're going to have sex, and it all goes so great and they're all so perfectly choreographed and no one ever trips on their underwear or anything. Like, it's, you know, and that hasn't been my experience.
It's not realistic.
It's not realistic. It's not how it generally goes. I think, you know, it's a... having sex with other people is a lot of choreography, you know.
Ryan is our resident, well, we refer to him as chick flicks. I'm sorry, I don't want to sound sexist.
No, I don't mind Ryan, that at all.
Ryan is our expert here in this genre of film. I know that compared to some of the other films he's reviewed for this, this is like night and day. I'm sure he can go ahead and also chime in with some stuff.
Oh yeah, I created a segment called Chick Flick Friday, where I actually bring a woman's perspective into things. So usually I'll have my my girlfriend accompany me to a screening, and I'll do like a he said, she said type scenario. Uh-huh. So
she drags him to the movie.
Yeah.
That's fun. I love that.
Well, I some of them I secretly enjoy. I mean.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know... I'm just going to hazard a guess that you have a girlfriend. You probably find women pretty interesting.
I think I was more referring to what you were saying with the normal rom-com, where it's like a Nicholas Sparks film and everything seems to be just this regurgitated type of plot that we've all seen before. So I'm going to just kind of go back and say what everyone else was saying, is it's good to have a film that differentiates from that.
I got an Apatow vibe from the trailer, like a Judd Apatow type trailer, like a coming of age, like it's rooted in reality and it's not fluff.
Well, thank you. God, that's a huge compliment. I am a huge fan of Judd Apatow. And here's what I have to say about him. He's the biggest feminist in Hollywood. Bridesmaids never would have gotten made, but for him. And it made a ton of money, and it's a hilarious movie.
There's a market out here for films that are, you know, honest. You know, I saw this, and my first thought was, is this a Judd Apatow film? Did we get tricked? But no.
I wish I look. And the other thing he's done is he mentors women directors. I mean, you know, Lena Dunham is an enormous talent, and you know, girls would not have happened. But for Judd you know, taking her under his big comedy wing and mm-hmm. going into HBO and saying this needs to be a series. And it's a fantastic series. I mean, you know, and that's all due to her. And he would always say that, but it took somebody who was that powerful in comedy to give a woman writer, director, actor, that kind of a shot. I mean, he's been bashed sometimes by some women, and I am not on that team because I think he's done a ton for women filmmakers.
Well, I think we know who you might be talking about.
yeah. Some unkind things were said, and I just don't agree. I just think, you know,
everyone
and I think
has their critics. You know, everyone's going to get the good and the bad. You know, he's going to get his flack, but he's also going to get his success. You know, his success shines through above all else, and that's what we're looking for. You know, we're huge supporters of feminine directors in film as well. You know, as I'm watching this, you know, as I was watching the trailer, I'm sitting here thinking, like, you know, I hope Disney is seeing this because they need a Captain Marvel. You know, I hope the guys behind Ghostbusters are seeing this if they're considering an all-female cast. She's on the right track. She's got what they're looking for.
Yeah, and I think some of those movies need to be directed by women. I'm sorry. I think Paul Feig is a great guy, and I loved Bridesmaid. He made a great movie. He should get to make all the movies he wants. But, you know, I think it's interesting that they are making a female Ghostbusters, and they went to him instead of, you know, to a female director, of which there are many who would be qualified.
I don't know life through a woman's eyes. I can admit to that.
Yeah.
I think they might have selected him due to the cast, just their relationship beforehand.
Yeah, and that's great. I'm not detracting or saying, oh, don't give it to him. I just would like to see my business come into the, you know, 21st century. Really, Silicon Valley looks enlightened compared to show business, and it's embarrassing, you know. It needs to change.
Well, what's your desired response from this movie? I walk into this theater, my girlfriend's with me, we watch it. What do you want me to be thinking as I walk out?
I want you to be thinking what I heard from the early audiences who've seen it, which, first of all, they laughed a lot. They laughed so much that I got really tense because they were laughing over some jokes. And I was like, you're missing jokes, which is fine. And then, you know,
that just means you got to watch it again.
Yeah. And a lot of people said, you know, I wish my daughter would watch this. Or I wish my wife would watch this. I wish my sister would watch this. I wish, you know, I mean, and a lot of men said it because it's like it really is about love yourself now, not 5 pounds from now. Don't let your life go by waiting to be some perfect thing that isn't even meaningful or real. And you know, that kind of girl power vibe is good for men. Men don't want women to think that they're fat and unattractive. I always say the worst question that any man can ever be asked is, Do I look fat?
Oh my God.
Right?
It's the most common question, I think, but
it's horrible because you know there's no good answer. I mean, it's like Sophie's Choice to a man. It's like whatever I say is going to be wrong.
Absolutely.
You know, so I really want people to come out of it with this idea that they should love themselves as they are. If you want to get healthier or thinner, that's great, but you know, Don't make it be like, you know, you're hiding until you do, because that's just no way to live, you know?
Right.
And Catherine, where can people find this film? Is this going to be released on DVD, or is this a limited release movie theater? Where can someone go and see this film right now?
I am happy to tell you where you can see Muffin Top, A Love Story. First of all, you can go to muffintopmovie.com, and all of the places where it will be are there. It is in limited theatrical release.
Awesome.
And then releasing day and date on the same day, November 4th, on all video on demand platforms. So DirecTV and cable and iTunes and Amazon and all of those things, and things that are names I don't even understand what they are, but we're on it. So you'll find it everywhere. And, you know, it's an actually funny romantic comedy, but it's also romantic. Like I watch a lot of romantic comedies and I'm like, okay, where was the romance? Where was the comedy? Like I didn't see it, you know?
Yes, I do know. I hate walking into a romantic comedy expecting to laugh and not laughing. It's probably the worst experience that anyone can have when they walk into one of those films. But just by the trailer, I couldn't believe how much I was laughing. Like, I had to stop. I had to go to my coworkers like, hey, what are you doing? Hang up the phone. You got to watch this trailer right now.
Oh, you make me so happy. She's going to be on our show tonight. Say, we go to some extremes to get some laughs in this movie. And then we've got amazing people like Retta and Maria Bamford and Melissa Peterman and Marissa Jarrett Winoker and, you know, David Arquette and all of them. I mean, Dot Marie Jones is hilarious. You know, I just lots of funny, funny people and but a sweet story that I think has a good message.
Now, I want to change. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, guys.
No, well, I mean, we know Catherine's.
I know. She's strapped for time.
That's right.
Really quickly, you know, as a director of film, I also believe you're a fan of film. Are there any movies this year that you're looking forward to, or any projects that you would like to direct? Ooh, I'm asking you.
Other than my
other
own.
Other than
self-
your own, yeah. I want to go outside the box a little.
You know, I really, really, I know I'm not going to get it, but man, I'm psyched that Wonder Woman is happening. And I just think that needs to be out there. And if we're going to have everybody flying around in their underwear, let's have a girl flying around in her underwear. You know, I mean, they've said it's greenlit. I hope that's true. I really want little girls to have a flying superhero.
What do you
all
think of our
to her own,
Woman?
Her own movie, you know?
What do you think of our new Wonder Woman?
Kind of thin.
You know what? I don't want to get into the skinny versus fat bashing war because that's a dangerous place to be. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be about the performance more than, you know, I don't like to be one of those people that judges an actor before they've given their performance. So.
Understood.
And before you go, Catherine, where can fans reach you? Is there any social media you'd like to?
Yes. You know, Muffin Top. I'm promoting everybody. Muffin Top is on Facebook. We Muffin Top Movie on Twitter. We're actually having a really cool Twitter chat today.
Awesome.
With our whole cast at Muffin Top Movie, hashtag Muffin Top Movie. We're on Pinterest. We're on Instagram. I mean, we're on everything. But also, you can always reach me personally through CatherineMichon.com. That's my personal website. Mm-hmm. We are very into being connected to people that want to promote both the movie and what we're calling our movie meant of, you know, having better images of women in film, more interesting, more real images of women in film.
Awesome. Absolutely. That is a good movement to take, and you might be a pioneer in that. So keep it up.
Thank you, guys. You know what? This is such a delight for me because to talk to guys who, first of all, laughed and get the whole sense of humor of Muffin Top was just a joy. And then just to know that you care about that women would love themselves more. It's to
women.
Your advantage. But I'm glad
I love
you
women.
Care.
Really, yes.
Really. I really do. It was a pleasure having you. Thank you so much for joining us on our podcast. I want to leave it an open invitation. If at any time you ever want to join us again, the door is open. We do this every Wednesday. Same time, same bat place. And we'll be happy to, you know, discuss anything that you want to touch on.
You know what? I would love that. And maybe after the release has happened, I can come and tell you how it's all gone and you know.
Let us know how the experience.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love that.
Thank you so much, Catherine.
Thank you.
Have a fun day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh,